Paul, to begin the game, I guess the guy that we continue to talk about on a nightly basis is able to get you the one goal lead. Thoughts on the first period with the goal that Patrick scored?
Well, I like the goal, but what I like most, though, is the third period, the game winner. I know he doesn't score, Nicky, but they gave one up there in the second, and after a long shift of icings and kind of turnovers, and really important for young guys to fight back. I had Nick Ehlers play on the game winner. You know, hard he battled to keep that puck in. That's the really important thing. Patty's a brilliant shooter, and he's going to score an awful lot of goals to get to the level that we think he can get to. It's the third period play that I liked even more than the goal in the first.
What has your group done so well to protect leads? I mean, there have been a lot of bend but don't break moments.
Well, tonight I think it was pretty damn good goaltending. You know, I mean, I think a lot of nights we've given our goaltender a chance where he didn't have to make a lot of special saves, but he found some pucks in traffic that were, they threw a lot at the net. That's the way they play, and some size at the net. Our back end, for the most part, handled that pretty darn well. And then we got some pretty good saves here tonight. Connor was very good.
On that goal by Nick, he joked that that's why they play soccer before the games, but it was a pretty flexible.
Well, he makes a real good move. Well, you know, the easier thing for him to do would be pull off on that and not stay in on that battle. He gets stripped of the puck. It's not like he's 220 leaning on that stick. He had to fight for that puck, and I'm really happy that it ended exactly that, because that's an area of growth. That's why I had him on the ice as a line with the goaltender out. They have to, those two guys have to play in those situations, and they earn the right to be on at the end by the way they played in the third.
You talk coming into the game here where you had to make some lineup changes and you had to move people around.
Yeah.
I know it was only one game, but what did you think of the first one with what you did?
I really liked the little line had the bulk of our ozone time. I thought Andrew Kopp played a very strong game. The hit in the second period gave us five really good minutes of life and kind of led into Joel Armia's goal. So there was enough there. Stastny line scored two, gave up one, and I didn't think they had their A game. So they've been really good going into tonight. The Hendricks line played hard, battled hard. So I thought, again, Bufflin was outstanding. Toby coming back in real good. Josh Morrissey is every night, but Dustin Bufflin was really big and strong back there, made a lot of great plays.
Can you tell some of Kulikov's
absence? Yeah, I'd say upper body day to day, and nothing sinister, just kind of cramped up on us and couldn't go.
What was going on in the warm-up, just trying to keep the media guessing? Or?
Yeah, I was on the players. I had nothing to do with that.
Paul, was it nice to see Connor set the record for wins
in
a season?
Yeah, you know what? It really nice, and I understand why wouldn't we talk about Patrick Laine and the season he's having and the other, but Connor Hellebuck is kind of the other kid. You know, we don't talk about Josh Morris. We don't talk about the defensive guys, but Connor went through some real growing pains last year, and they were necessary. He needed to play the number of games and mentally go through what he went through and then spend the summer, you know, driven by last season. It's great that he gets the payoff for the hard work he did this summer. He's been very good for our team.
Paul, have you had a situation in your coaching career where the backup goalie isn't here at puck drop like you did today?
No, that was a first. I mean, we've lost goalies before, and we're worried about the second guy going in because he had something, but we've never had a third guy. I think he played with Blake Wheeler 14 years ago, so there was, at least he knew somebody in the room. No, hang in there, brother. That would be about it. He did just fine.
There was no thought of giving the Jersey kid at least 5 minutes to start the game, huh?
Well, we would have, but he had flasks of beer on the side of his helmet. I'm not sure that's legal. Don't know that you can do that.
Isn't that maroon hit the kind of hit that you're trying to get out of the game?
Yeah, really scary time for us because he's such a critical piece, and don't like it. Glad they got a call on it.
Josh is going to be okay.
Yeah, we believe so, yeah.